SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
At a community event, Mob had the opportunity to ask politicians of both sides of the aisle questions that matter for First Nations peoples of Victoria. The event was convened by Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation. And joining me on NITV Radio is media personality and community advocate Grant Hansen, also one of the panelists at the event. Welcome to NITV Radio, Grant.
Yeah, thank you for having me, brother.
Now, the community had the opportunity to pose questions that really matter to them, and one of the most striking ones was a question about suicide, as it appeared that in the last reporting period, suicide rates have increased by 75%.
Well, suicide rates is affecting Aboriginal communities right around the country, and it's a very serious problem. And it's really concerning that our young youth are dying at a very early age and being incarcerated at very early ages. And, you know, they don't see a future, which is very sad for our young people, that they can't see themselves fulfilling a positive role in their lifetime. And unfortunately, a lot of our young kids are taking their lives, and that's really concerning for our people, because the trauma that happens as a result of that, not only for the parents, but also the extended family and the communities. And it's just happening way too much now, and something needs to be done about it urgently.
Other recurring questions were about health and the lack of infrastructure, and especially the lack of funding in the health department for Mob.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, I mean, the Aboriginal industry, as they call it, has been operating on a shoestring budget for many, many years, 40, 50 years. And a lot of the organisations that are existing in today's world don't even get pay increases. CPI rises, and the government have been sort of drip-feeding the Aboriginal industry, and particularly health, over many, many years. And, you know, we can only be equivalent or as good as mainstream organisations if we get funded and resourced like they do. And sadly for us, that's not the case. And a lot of our people work hard, work long hours, and they're understaffed and overworked. So, you know, it's become a major problem with many Aboriginal organisations right around the country. And government need to realise that, you know, for us to be able to do our job satisfactorily and properly and to look after our own people, that we need to be adequately resourced properly so that we can do our job. Because at the end of the day, it's our people that will care for our own people in the manner that we deserve.
Racism is also a key concern, and in this particular area, you had a really heated debate with one of the panelists who was downplaying racism.
Well, that's correct, and I think that was the leader from the National Party, and it was, a response to him from my questioning to him about it, and because he doesn't live in the wider world out with the real people, probably, that he doesn't understand that racism exists today as much as it ever did in the past. But as I said to him on that night, you may remember, the difference is now that there's laws against racism, so no longer people are outwardly verbally about it, but they actually think it still, but they just don't say it because they know that they could be charged. So, you know, it's all this hidden racism now that it exists, but it's obviously still there. And as I mentioned to him, I gave him a few examples of just, you know, some bigger racism scandals that have been happening at the moment in Australia, and for him to be able to sort of think that racism was hardly existing just shows you how far in the dark ages the National Party are.
Now, the event went over time, and you know, the panelists weren't even able to cover all the questions that were asked because the debate was really passionate. Now, yes. How do you see these questions being reflected in the coming elections?
The thing is, down in Victoria, we've got a treaty happening. So that's really at the forefront of Aboriginal affairs at the moment down here. And obviously we're at the negotiation stage where government have approved negotiations for treaty. But there's so many other questions. We could have sat there for a whole week, my brother, talking about a whole lot of different stuff that's affecting Aboriginal communities besides health and treaty, but there's a lot of issues that we need to have addressed. But, you know, politicians, they don't see it as a priority in this country. They still see Aboriginal people as a minority. And as I said to the people that night that were non-Indigenous, that only when white Australia can see the benefits and the history of Aboriginal culture in this country and they can embrace that and take it on as their own, that's when we will start to get things like closing the gap and reconciliation and all that type of stuff that these campaigns have been bandied around for many, many years. So there's still, you know, obviously a long way to go. And as you heard the other night, with, you know, politicians talking about racism at dinner, they're not really living in the real world and don't know what the real reality is on the ground.
Yeah, when you're on the receiving end of racism, racism is real. You can feel it and really see it and feel it.
It's a lot different, isn't it, my brother? And many people every single day that are black, they go to shops, that, you know, try to get employment, try to get entries into clubs or whatever. That happens, you know. Last night in this country, there probably would have been 1,000 of racist incidents that happened yesterday, but no one talks about it or no one sees it. So, as I say, no one sees it. The wider community don't see it, so they don't think it's a problem.
Yeah, things just as subtle as seemingly minor as just not being acknowledged when you walk into a business or a shop, or just simple, subtle little things in everyday life.
Yeah, well, you may remember I talked about that look. Yeah. That every Aboriginal person in this room knows what that look is about, you know?
And
that's what I was referring to, that a lot of Indigenous people every day have to go through that, you know, through that process where, you know, their lives are hindered because of, you know, the colour of their skin and also, you know, of our culture and our history here in this country, which is yet to be really talked about in an honest and truthful way. So hopefully the Treaty of Victoria is, a part of the way of going to make white Australia understand about the real, you know, colonisation of this country and accept it and embrace it and move on in a positive manner in the future, because unless people get their head around that sort of stuff, things aren't going to improve.
Now, my last question is the very first question, actually, that was asked to the panelists. As a media personality and a community advocate for many years, we have 4-year election cycles in Victoria. If you are to be part of the same panel in 4 years' time, what would you like to see improved when it comes to the health and well-being of First Nations people in the state?
Well, I think it goes back to what I mentioned earlier in our conversation, is that, you know, hopefully the resourcing of Aboriginal health will escalate, you know, into millions of dollars more to help, you know, Aboriginal people, be able to sustain a healthy lifestyle going into the future. So in 4 years' time, I would hope that the funding that's out there right now has doubled, and that Aboriginal people are a lot more healthier. That's what I'd like to see.
How about finally concluding the treaty process?
Well, I'm not sure whether in 4 years' time we might have a treaty as such, because all the traditional owner groups are going to have different needs and different wants. And there's also, you know, a couple of layers to that treaty system. There's the First Peoples Assembly, yeah, and the traditional owner groups that will go into argy-bargy and negotiations with the Government of Victoria. So then there's the Yurok Justice Commission, that detail the stories and the history of the country. And then there's also the Treaty Authority, which is like the referee when the government and traditional owner groups can't come to a decision about, you know, particular, say, land packages or whatever that they might be talking about. So that's yet to play out. And as I said the other night, that's when the little argy-bargy is going to start, and a lot of, you know, media hype's going to be written about, you know, what Indigenous people are wanting back as part of our custodial rights. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how mainstream media report those sort of implications.
It is to be hoped that the treaty process does not dovetail like what happened in South Australia. I remember the process was well advanced under one government. Then when one other government was elected, things went back to square one.
Yeah, well, apparently it's a partisan approach. So the Liberal Party have supported this treaty process as well. So even if there's a change in government this week in Victoria, the Liberal government have to continue with this process. But to what extent remains to be unseen. But, you know, that's something we don't know about yet. So yeah, we're not sort of talking about it too much, but we'll wait to cross that bridge when it happens, if it happens.
Grant Hansen, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, and thank you very much for joining us on NITV Radio today.
Yeah, thank you, brother, for inviting me on your program, and good luck.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.